Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I try to encourage every day, and I'm just a little discouraged today, and I'll explain some of that later. But I'm not giving up. I never like to give up. You can call me a lot of things, but a quitter isn't something you can call me. But my thought today is, you reap what you sow. We reap what we sow. In Proverbs 11:18, it says, a wicked person earns deceptive wages, but the one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. And in Proverbs 14:14, it says, the faithless will be fully repaid for their ways, and the good rewarded for theirs. And in Galatians, it says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. This nation, we the people, have lost our way. We seem to no longer be in touch with our God or our foundation as a nation. It's crazy to me, the lack of patriotism, the lack of respect for life, the lack of understanding that the things we do now affect the future generations of this nation, or the lack of caring if they affect the future generation. Arizona puzzled me. A politician who is a socialist, who is ignorant of our Constitution, she doesn't love the Arizonans. After all, she called them crazy. And yet, they elected her. She said she believes it's okay for an American to fight with the Taliban. Really? Well, if that's the case, why are the Dems so upset if they think there's Russian collusion? I mean, isn't it okay to be on the other side? They want illegals to vote, illegal aliens to vote. They're okay with you not having jobs. In fact, they're counting on it. They're counting on you not having jobs. We watch in horror as we witness the burning of California, the loss of life and homes and land. Government in charge, my friends. Elected officials, particularly the Dems, are willing to legislate away your jobs, your safety, your lives. Trash the economy, and as they said, we're not going to make America great. I want you, my listeners, to understand the truth in that statement when Governor Cuomo said that. While others, the other talkies, focus on the second half of that statement, I hear the first. The second part was, it wasn't ever that great after anyway. And that was just a flip remark to cover up the first, the truth in what he said. We're not going to make America great. Again, we reap what we sow. He was reelected. This nation is and always has been in the hands of we the people. So if you still want to think in terms of party, we will fall. And we will fall quickly and hard. It's actually happening now. I pray that I'm wrong, but I see the loss of the House to the Dems as a nail in the coffin of liberty, safety, independence, life, happiness, property, and prosperity. Those will be words only, not our way of life. And perhaps that's what they are today. Just words. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. We just say them. We don't live them anymore. Our president goes to France, and the French president insults him. You and the media, they insulted him and you. And the media here applauds. I live in the world, but I am an American, and I will put my family first, my God above all little g gods. I will, and I want my nation to prosper. President Trump calls himself a nationalist, not a globalist. He's calling out the deceit and fraud, the unfair treatment of this nation in trade and in the UN and in NATO. Why must we pay the majority of the bill in dollars and in lives, then stand by the graves of our fallen in France and listen to the president of France insult our president? Insult our dead. Insult our support. We rescued them back then. How soon they've dismissed the sacrifices and the blood of Americans. Tell me what patriotism is. How willing they are to take for granted a nation that has always been there for them. Elected Dems will continue to spend taxpayer dollars to obstruct and go after our president, your president. Again, we reap what we sow. We awarded them a majority in the House, and they are going to take advantage of it every step of the way and take advantage of you. Last Tuesday, I was encouraging you to go vote. And then on Wednesday, I said, there's got to be a morning after. And I'm watching and I'm wondering, when will that morning come? We reap what we sow. Broward County is known for either incompetence in the polls, at the precincts, or corruption. Yet, the administrator has never been fired. Governor Scott was governor, and he's one of them upset. Well, he could have fired her a long time ago, knowing what she had done or not done. We reap what we sow, and it's costing us greatly. And it will cost our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. And I know you're thinking, Beth, you seem to be a little bit down today, a little bit negative. Well, in Galatians 6:9, it says, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. I am not willing to give up. I said I'm not a quitter. You can call me lots of things, but I'm not a quitter. Ask my brother. We used to play hot hands, and I wouldn't quit even though he'd beat me over and over and over again. He finally said, I can't do it anymore, sis. Your hands are like fire. They're so red. I said, one more chance, one more chance. I'm not a quitter. Maybe I should. Maybe I'm just too stubborn. But the American people, we reap what we sow. If we go to the polls thinking parties, and we keep giving one party the majority over the other party, and particularly when the one party just out and out claims to be socialist, they have told us what they're going to do. We've seen them. But like the battered wife, one more time, we check that box thinking, they mean it this time. They're going to do good, because they always lie when they're trying to campaign. Just like Claire McCaskill. No, I don't believe in amnesty. No, I believe in I supported this, I supported that, but she didn't. Yeah, of course, neither did Roy Blount a whole lot. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Keep it on task. Keep it on topic. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We the people, we reap what we sow. But we're not going to give up, and we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and BethAnn help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and BethAnn are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to put a little plug out for our advertisers let you know Christmas is coming up. You know, here in another, listen, is it next week? It's not next week, is it? It is, isn't it? Thanksgiving's coming up, and that means Black Friday after that, and we want you to have a red, white, and blue Friday. We want you to take that day to take advantage of the All-American Market page that we have here at CSC Talk Radio. So I will later, not today, but we will be talking about this up until then. We will give phone numbers for some of those out there that refuse to get on the Internet, and we will give phone numbers so you can make it a red, white, and blue Friday rather than a Black Friday. And they're there all the time for you, not just on a Friday after Thanksgiving. They're there all the time for you. And they have weathered the storm thus far of the economy here in the United States and all the unfair trade businesses and such. And we want you to support them. They have earned your business. And we're adding to that daily. So, I sent them all an email, and we're going to see what we can do about that. We're having a little trouble with communication some days. We just can't seem to get it all done. Back to the news. Talking about the Republican, Martha McSally, who conceded in Arizona to the Senate race. Kyrsten Sinema is the one they ended up electing. Martha McSally is a hero. She's a vet. And yet, for some reason, and if you're listening, Arizona, I want you to tell me why. Why did you elect Kyrsten Sinema over a war hero? Why did you do that when she said you were crazy? She said she wants to dismantle ICE. She said that American has every right to fight with the Taliban. She says she's a socialist. Why did you elect her? I don't get it. I don't understand. Why do people think being a nationalist? I understand the history. But when will Americans understand the now? Americanism. Being a nationalist. Putting your nation first. When President Donald Trump went to talk about these trade agreements, and he spoke, I believe it was last year, we're losing track of time, it's going by so fast, they say that's what happens when you get old, that when he was talking to some of these other nations, he said, I'm going to put my nation first, and you should put your nation first. And we can both do this and get along and make a better plan for both of us. But he said, I'm not going to continue to let America be taken advantage of and get the raw deal. Why is that wrong? He's cutting good deals, not bad deals. But he's making sure we're not on the bottom end of that, on the losing it. But the Democrats, they don't like it. The media here doesn't like it. Apparently the president of France doesn't like it. They want you to be a globalist. They want you to put away your thoughts of being an American red, white, and blue. They like Black Friday. They like you to go out and buy stuff from other countries and other nations. They like you to go nuts in the stores. You can tell I'm not. I like to shop, but not on Friday. Not on Friday after Thanksgiving. No, you won't see me doing that. It's crazy out there. I'm not going to do it. Why? Why is that wrong? Why would we elect someone like Kyrsten Sinema, knowing, admitting socialism, admitting no patriotism to this nation, if she thinks it's okay for an American to fight with the Taliban. Yet, they think that President Donald Trump committed suicide, committed treason with Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Moving on, President Donald Trump got in trouble again for something he said. And now, if you are a listener to CSC Talk Radio and you've heard us talk about how the government departments of forestry do not maintain the wild, they do not maintain the national forests. They let it go, and it becomes a kindle bed, it's kindling, waiting to burn. And it will burn fast, and it will burn hot, and it will burn furious, and we have seen that. We have seen that. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. I think he wants to back up the conversation here. Neil, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Just keeping the fire going, staying warm.
Oh, it is cold, and I guess it's winter. I've been in denial, but I had to put on my winter coat.
Oh, yeah. I think it's about 20 degrees out there right now.
Yeah, it's cold.
But, you brought up this issue with this fire. People reaping what they sow, you know, all these environmental freaks that want to keep hands, you know, have this hands-off nature policy. Well, you see what's happening.
You know, oh, absolutely. But, you know, they got mad when President Donald Trump mentioned that. They got mad at him.
Yeah, he didn't say a word about the firefighters. He was talking about their lack of competence in maintaining their forestry.
Yeah.
Their forests out there.
Forest.
And allow them to get so brushy to where they become, like you say, a tinderbox. and now they're reaping what they sowed.
You know what? In Sunday school Sunday, and I was kind of shocked because most people, if they don't listen or they haven't talked to somebody like CJ or some of these others, they bought into Smokey Bear. But in Sunday school, of course, we live in the country here. We're in rural America in Missouri, and they were talking about it. They were saying how they don't take care of it. They just let it sit there. And then, of course, you build right by these places. And so when it goes, it's going to take everything. Now, it's devastating.
Yeah.
I'm horrified at the loss of life and the loss of land. But it's we've reaped what we sow because we've allowed the U.S. Forest Service to do nothing and make this a Kinderbox or whatever you call it, where it just goes boom. And then they'll blame the American people. Oh, somebody flipped a cigarette butt out, or somebody did this, or they didn't put their campfire out. And, it's crazy.
Yeah, but if they wouldn't let it, go wild like they've done, you wouldn't have that problem. And the amount of this fire alone, the amount of fuel destroyed in this fire would have been enough to power our entire electric power grid for an entire year.
Yeah. Nobody says that, though.
No. See, and they don't have to do anything except we've already got the plants in place. The coal-fired plants can burn wood. You get a little more ash is the only difference. And it's not as efficient as coal. But look what's happening,
And what it does to the air as well.
I've known for 40 years, because I studied this in college, just 10% of the annual tree growth of this nation would supply, I'm not talking about 10% of the trees, I'm talking about just 10% of what grows in 1 year, is enough to power or supply our entire electric power grid for the whole year.
Mm.
And with all these people we've got running around looking for jobs, put them out there, clearing brush, bundle it up, haul it down to the coal plants, burn it, so we get electricity. Costs us about half. Actually, it would cost us almost nothing compared to what the cost is of fighting these fires.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes,
so,
absolutely.
But as far as reaping what you sow, historically, this goes all the way back to the beginning.
You're right.
When they wrote the Constitution, they made one major mistake. They didn't put the citizenship requirements right in the Constitution. And that's what they should have done. Instead of making it a separate thing with the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1790, which required, and to this day, you are required, in order to be a United States citizen, you are required to be a Christian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until the 14th Amendment when they created a second class of citizenship that would let anybody they wanted to be a citizen. That's really what put the cap on it, was right there. When they allowed anybody and everybody to be a citizen, that's really what the end result was. Of
which
not
was the beginning of the...
as a requirement in the Constitution.
The beginning of the falling away from God. Thank you, Neil, for reminding us again. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to continue with the news. We reap what we sow. It's absolutely true. But will we see? Can we see what we've sown? Or are we that blind? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural individual families a voice. Visit PowerTheFuture.us. PowerTheFuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, we were talking about the California forest fires and the wildfires that are happening there. I do not want you to think that I lack compassion for all of these homes and these people who have lost lives and friends and loved ones in this catastrophe. I found out that, of course, we also had in that area, we had the shooting a couple weeks ago. And I have a listener out there that has been a faithful listener since day one. And our prayers go out to him and his family. They are right in this. I haven't heard from him for a little bit. And our prayers go out to all of them. You know, it's America. And people need to understand that we have to maintain. We have to stay in prayer. When I say maintain, I'm talking about the forests. I'm talking about our Constitution. I'm talking about being responsible as citizens of this nation. But we cannot forget those who are hurting because they are us. They are us. And that is patriotism. We stand with one another. We grieve with one another. We rejoice with one another. But I am puzzled as to why we the people, have remained so ignorant and uneducated about what the central government is doing to us. Not just one party, although they're the most vivid in it, but the Republicans, like Paul Ryan, he's a globalist. He didn't want to build a wall. Why didn't he want to build a wall? Because he was working not for the people of Wisconsin that elected him, but for the Koch brothers and the Chamber of Commerce. Goes back to what I said a long time ago. Why is it they hate President? Well, he wasn't president then, Donald Trump. Well, it has to do with immigration and trade. So why would Americans in Arizona elect a socialist who said it's okay if Americans fight with the Taliban, the enemy? This is the same party that's going to go after your president. They want his tax papers. They want this. They want to go after his children. They want to go after everyone. They want to torture this man. Because you elected him, and he isn't one of them. Well, Governor Scott in Florida, they're having to recount. And I'm puzzled as to why Governor Scott didn't get rid of this lady in the first place. They say she's incompetent. They say, many of them say, I don't think it's on purpose. I think it's just incompetence. Well, then, and it's happened before numerous times. So why was she left in a place that this could happen again and again and again? Apparently, they need to have a cleaning of the house there. So why was she left in charge? Again, we reap what we sow, right? Scott claims that 93,000 votes came in after the vote count deadline last Tuesday. I mean, there are rules. There are deadlines. You know, if I come in here 10 minutes late, that's not good. He says, my goal is to make sure that this is done properly. That's why I've asked the FBI to come in and do an investigation. The Attorney General demanded that happen. I've asked the sheriffs to be vigilant. We want to make sure we have a free and fair election. And I saw a clip yesterday where it was one of the, I think he's a representative, was down there, and they were wanting to watch what they were loading in the trucks, and they didn't want them to take a picture of what they were loading in the trucks. Why not? What's wrong with that? He says, I will be a part of the election leadership, so I look forward to starting the process, opening up an office, getting started as a U.S. senator. Because he was elected, but it was tight. But it was tight. And I keep wondering, why were all of these so tight, these elections? What would make the American people vote for a socialist communist party? Knowing that you are going to be their useful idiot. Why would you do that? Is having the government provide for you, being dependent on a central government, is that so important to you that you would sacrifice your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and the future generations of this nation to slavery? We have become serfs on our land. They tell us everything of what to do. They manipulate. They regulate. They license. You have to pay a permit for this, a license for that. I don't know how many of you remember Jerome Corsi. It's been a very long time since I've had him on the air. I got frustrated with scheduling with him. I kind of got put out with it. Not with him, but just to people that do his scheduling. But he's been, you know, he's written a book, and he's, I think you can see his books and such. I think they've got him on Newsmax. But he believes that he's going to be indicted, that Mueller is going to indict him. He met with some Russians, and he said, I've done nothing. He wrote Killing the Deep State. That's one thing he wrote. But he's done nothing, he said, other than I have been supportive of President Donald Trump. But he believes he's going to come down with an indictment from Mueller. So we'll see how that plays out. It does seem to be whoever you support. And if you support President Donald Trump, you're in trouble. Now, remember, I said that this newly elected cinema in the state of Arizona wants to do away with ICE. Well, here in the state of Missouri, and it happens everywhere, but here in the state of Missouri, an illegal, they got immigrant on this title, I'm going to say an illegal alien, killed three after sanctuary release from custody. An illegal immigrant, an illegal alien, accused of a triple murder in Missouri, was previously jailed and released in New Jersey on domestic violence charges, authorities said, putting the spotlight on the conflict between local and immigration authorities nationwide. Luis Rodrigo Perez, 23 years old, a native of Mexico, is charged with fatally shooting two men and wounding two others in November the 1st, and fatally shooting a woman the next day. He was being held on domestic violence charges in Middlesex County in New Jersey in December of 2017 and was released in February. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials said they placed a detainer on Perez while he was in custody, but the request was denied and not honored. Nor was the agency notified when he was let go. So he comes to Missouri and he murders three people. Now, ICE could have stopped this had they had turned him over to ICE as requested. So who is really guilty of these three murders in Missouri? Some officials in New Jersey? Are they not an accomplice? They let the bad guy out. Didn't matter to them. And three people in Missouri are now dead. This happens all over the nation. All over the nation. Democrats want to do away with ICE. But you know what? He wasn't some little kid separated from his parents. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change, for the land, and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL 1000 is a multi-band outdoor outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, I have here, and I had this yesterday. This is from Newsmax, and Brian Freeman is the journalist or the reporter on this article. It says here that there's a record number of immigrant families caught illegally crossing the border last month. Immigrant families attempted to sneak into the United States in October at a rate of almost 40% higher than any previous month on record. A total of 23,121 parents and children traveling as families were caught illegally crossing the border last month, which is also nearly 400% higher than the figure recorded just a year ago. Why do you think that is? Yeah, it's a little something to do with the promises they won't be separated, that there's no consequences when they come, catch and release. When families, unaccompanied children, and single adults are included in the figures, the Border Patrol caught nearly 51,000 illegal immigrants in November, the highest since the illegal immigration surge in 2014. An additional 9,770 unauthorized migrants, not migrants, they're illegal aliens, showed up requesting entry at the official border crossings, according to Customs and Border Protection. The number of illegal immigrants, aliens, caught by the Border Patrol is considered a good way to generally estimate the overall flow, experts say, since more people caught indicates more people getting through as well. This means an increase in apprehensions usually coincides with a rise in the overall rates of illegal immigration. So the more they catch, the more they don't catch is kind of the way it is. says, in an effort to stem the tide, President Donald Trump signed a proclamation last week that is meant to prohibit people from claiming asylum if they illegally cross the border. There's still a port of entry that they need to come through, and there's no reason they can't come to the port of entry if they're claiming asylum. But they're not doing that. They're crossing the borders illegally. They are illegal aliens. They're not immigrants. They're not migrants. They are illegal aliens. Family or not family. You know, I mentioned in my opening the disrespect of the president and the media, and I don't think that's seen any more clear than CNN's Acosta. Since the president was elected, he has been hounding him in these press conferences. Now, I would be okay with tough questions. There's nothing wrong with that, and every president deserves tough questions. But that's not the case. And when the president of the United States tells you enough, sit down, give up the mic, and you don't, I don't care if he touched the woman or not. That alone is reason enough to get rid of him. Now, there's a big discrepancy as to whether he touched and whether the tape was doctored and whether the tape wasn't. His behavior is completely and totally inappropriate. If I was his mommy, his little ear would be twisted off his head for his misbehavior. Ask the boys. They think their ears stick out because their father's does, but I think it's because their mother twisted it all the time. Well, CNN says he was just doing his job properly. No, he was not doing his job properly. It is not his job as a reporter to challenge the president or to call the president names. You can ask the hard questions. I guess that could be considered a challenge. You can ask the hard questions. But that's not what they do. I mean, when President Trump's doctor was out there, does he watch too much TV? Does he, you know, does he have gas? They ask stupid questions. They're out to get this president. They hate him, and they show absolutely no respect. You can ask the tough questions and still be respectful. When he refused to give up his mic, whether he touched her or she touched him or nobody met contact, which they did, he forfeited a privilege given unto him by the White House. President Donald Trump, or any other president, they don't have to have press conferences. You know, we reap what we sow. We absolutely reap what we sow. So when I say it's Congress, it's the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, last week we threw a lot more dirty deal makers into the mix. So whose fault is it really? Now, going back to Charlie Reese's article from years ago, he blames the 545, which is all of Congress, Senate and House, the President, and the Supreme Court, all of them together. But who puts them in place? It's us. Just like Dorothy in her red ruby red slippers. We had the power all along, but we lost our way. We've tried everything else except going back to God and the Constitution and the rule of law. We want free stuff. We want the government to take care of us. Well, if that happens, you give up and forfeit your independence. And you become a slave to government. In a republic, we are to be the government. They are subject to us, not us subject to them. We had veterans. we had military, young men, young women, sacrifice their lives, put their lives on hold to serve a nation. And we're not going to listen to the president of France tell us that nationalism is unpatriotic. Right there at the graves of our people, sacrificed for them. Why are we willing to sacrifice at the polls? Sacrifice independence, sacrifice freedom of religion, sacrifice life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. All for what you're going to give me. Free stuff. And there's nothing free, ever. And freedom wasn't free for France or for us. So, America, don't be discouraged. Be determined. And let's sow righteousness and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.